3, 2, 1.
Welcome to It's Fabula!
True personal stories.
It's Fabula!
Exfabula is a Milwaukee nonprofit committed to strengthening community bonds through the art of storytelling.
We're here again for Exfabula Radio, part of Lake Effect Weekend. And joining me now in the studio is Exfabula co-founder Leah Delaney.
Hi, Rachel. It's been so long. How are you doing?
Doing pretty well. Braving the cold like anyone else, it feels like.
I know. It's freezing out there. But, you know, this is nothing new. This is not our first rodeo. Wisconsin's got this.
Absolutely. I can't believe just a few weeks ago we were actually sweating the prospect of not having a white Christmas.
I know.
Yeah. Not a problem anymore.
No, we got it tenfold this year, don't we? So did you get all your shopping together? Oh, P.S. I don't think the listeners know a little secret about Rachel and me, for that matter, is that we both share a love of roller skating.
Yes.
Are you getting any new skates or anything this year?
Hopefully next year. Yeah, finding the pair that fits right is the big challenge for me. So
yes.
Hopefully that will up my game, but I'm thinking it has more to do with my lack of skills at this point.
Or maybe you should get rid of the square wheels. I hear round wheels are much better for skating.
Good tip.
You're welcome. I'm here to help. I also brought some stories with me today.
Awesome.
Well, the theme is best gifts, and best is in quotation marks because we have some very questionable gifts that people have been given or have given to that we're going to share today. You know, because sometimes the gifts that you receive aren't necessarily the ones that you ask for in the first place. And then sometimes the gifts that you give aren't the ones that you necessarily want to give as well. I intrigued you?
Absolutely.
Let's roll right into it. Our first story today is from Bill Stevens, who told his My Life of Crime story back in November of 2015. So here is Bill Stevens.
So my story starts a long, long time ago, when my then wife was celebrating a birthday and I had to buy her a present. I liked the idea of a Belgian waffle maker. Fortunately, my sister, who was a godsend, talked me into something different. She sent me to Victoria's Secret to get a very thick, plush, terry cloth bathrobe. And my then wife loved it. Okay, so I was happy with that. Fast forward until about 2 years ago, my then girlfriend, now also celebrating a birthday, I thought I would go back to the well. This worked well before me. Try it again. So make a trip back to Victoria's Secret. I learned on a Wednesday afternoon, I walked into Victoria's Secret and I learned a couple of things right away. First of all, very little terry cloth anywhere. Then I learned you'd have to sew like dozens of these things together to make something big enough for a bathrobe. And I also learned that they don't have the A-team working on a Wednesday afternoon. These young girls are several years away from being supermodels. I'll say that. And not that they wouldn't get there, but they're a long ways away. So I go up to the first two sales ladies that I see, and I say, my girlfriend is celebrating a birthday. I'd like to get a terry cloth bathrobe for her. And there's one girl, she looks at me like she's not really sure what terry cloth is. But she says, let me check in back. So off she runs. And then I figure I can have some fun now that I'm a one-on-one with the next sales lady. And I say, my girlfriend is about the same size as me. Do you mind if I tried on something, see how it fit me, and then I'd know how it would fit her? And she kind of rolls her eyes a little bit, not knowing what to do. And she's, well, okay. So I quick grab a blue teddy that's on the rack right there, and I duck into the changing room. And now I'm like, I got no exit strategy. I didn't expect to get this far. And I didn't really want to try this on, okay? I knew that. But I really wanted to use the line, does this make my ass look big? And I'm trying to figure out my way out of this, and I hear a loud voice on the other side of the doors. And I'll paraphrase, because this is kind of a mixed group. He said, hey, you blankety-blank guy, you got 15 seconds to get your something-something butt out of there, or I'm going to have to call the police. And it didn't take me 15 seconds, because I opened the door, and I gave him the teddy, and I said, this wasn't my color, but thanks anyways. I'll be leaving now. So as I'm walking to the door, the first sales girl comes back, and she says, oh, I checked on those bathrobes for your girlfriend, and they're coming in on Saturday. And I look at her, and I say, this is for my wife. If my wife finds out I have a girlfriend, I'm in all kinds of trouble. And she looked at me and goes, but you said that. And with that, I hightail it out of the store and on to greater havoc down the block. So, and I avoided a life in crime.
And that was Bill Stevens with his very fluffy story from My Life of Crime Story Slam, which took place at the Times Cinema back in 2015, which, by the way, we just had our last slam last week where Perfect Storm was the theme. And I got to tell you, I was not at that one, but I heard that the stories were really awesome. So I can't wait to share those with everybody in the Milwaukee listening audience very soon.
Couldn't be more appropriate for the time as well.
Exactly. You know, we're very prophetic here, the Exfabulites. So let's just go right into the next one. This one is from Jessica Betts, who told a story at one of the Waukesha Reed Slams, which we partner with quite a bit. Here is a story that she told at the Coming of Age Story Slam. So let's listen to Jessica Betts.
My story is one I like to tell a lot, actually, because it's something very personal for myself. I was about 10 years old when my mom took me aside one Christmas and said, well, the story that we all know, that Santa is not a real person in the sense of living in the North Pole, but she did a great job of showing that Santa is of an essence of Christmas and that we are all Santa. And she actually had this article of this gentleman who goes to orphanages and gives gifts and does the real spirit of Santa. My intelligence is always lied in the more emotional, hence why I went to theater. So I understood that concept. It made complete sense to me, and I did not feel lessened by it. I felt actually empowered by it. Flash forward to, I would say, the spring of my fifth grade year. We were all stuck inside for recess because it was pouring out, and this girl decided to go around the classroom asking everyone if they still believed in Santa. I was not, at that time, well-liked by most people in my school. I was one of the many who had been bullied. And I was keeping to myself, as I usually did. And she comes up to me, and of course I had been paying attention to what she had been doing. And she asked me, flat out, do you believe in Santa? And I said, yeah, of course I do. And before I can explain myself, she gets the whole class to start laughing at me and saying really mean things. And she throws this book at me, which, by the way, is a great book if you have a chance to read it, When Pigs Fly. And she's like, well, you know that's when Santa will exist, right? When pigs fly. It kind of was the camel that broke, or the straw that broke the camel's back. And I ran out of the room crying. The monitor found out, ended up telling my teacher. Teacher did the worst thing she could possibly do, and she had the whole class apologize to me. Yeah, did not make things any better. I tell the story, and I like to reference it for myself because it was a moment when I realized that no matter what, I would always speak my mind. even if no one understood what the heck I was saying, as long as I did and I truly believed it. Well, the end of the story kind of comes around to Facebook as well. This girl who had started this whole thing ended up friending me on Facebook. Now, I friended her just out of curiosity to why she wanted to friend me, being that we weren't friends, and I clearly, you know, wasn't in her realm of people. And I took that in, and I was like, okay, let's see what she has to say. So a couple months into being friends with her on Facebook, she instant messages me, and she's like, hey, how's it going? Does a lot of small talk with me. And mind you, this is maybe 5 years out of high school. And I'm like, I'm doing good. This is what I'm doing with my life. And she's like, hey, by the way, do you remember that one time in fifth grade? And I'm like, what? Why are you? I'm gonna play it cool. I'm gonna play it cool. Be like, what do you mean that one time in fifth grade? I have no idea what you're talking about. She's like, well, I just wanted to apologize for what I did. She's like, I was just trying to make sure no one else was going to make fun of me. And, you know, I really thought you were this really smart and amazing person, and I was a little jealous, too. And I'm like, what? Okay, sure, thanks. Yeah, well, to be honest with you, I kind of use that as a mainstay for my life's kind of stupid moments when I feel like I'm on a ledge by myself. She's like, really? And I'm like, yeah. She's like, oh. I said, yeah. So really, I mean, I forgive you, but in all honesty, I should thank you. And she's like, oh, okay. So now we're friends on Facebook. Go figure.
Jessica Betts. That was her story from the Coming of Age Story Slam. You know, I got to hand it to her. You know, sometimes you have those moments in your life where you feel like this is the worst possible thing that can ever happen to you, and you just cannot recover from it. And then you realize the silver lining on it, and you just take it as another tool for yourself. And Jessica Betts definitely did that. So hats off to you, Jessica.
Yeah, I love those moments where you think, like you say, it's the worst thing that could have happened, and then it turns out to actually be a gift in and of itself.
Yep. And hopefully 2017 will offer a lot of positivity and great gifts for everyone. I think we all deserve a little something special in 2017, since 2016 was not necessarily the best year for a lot of us here on the face of this planet, for that matter. So Exfabula is doing our part in a small way. We are offering more story slams in January. We have a slam itself that's going to be at the Sugar Maple in Bayview, which we haven't been to since 2009. The theme of that one is going to be change of heart, and it's going to be on Tuesday, January 10th. And then we also have our Spectacular, which is a fantastic longer form storytelling event. The theme is Our Little Secret, and it's going to be on January 28th at El Verno. So you might be wondering why we're already presenting January events. Well, we're going to be taking a break for a minute, aren't we, Rachel?
Yes, absolutely. Well, you know, everyone deserves a break. You've been working very hard this year. We appreciate the gift of the stories that we've been receiving all year long. So yeah, definitely a nice holiday break is well deserved. So wish you some happy holidays.
Oh, thank you.
We're going to see you again next year.
Yes, 2017, here we come. Thank you so much. If you want any information about Exfabula, including all of our events, our community collaborations, our memberships, please go to exfabula.org for more information.
Well, we really look forward to those story slams coming up in January, and we look forward to seeing you back. The nice thing is that people can always listen to stories anytime on WUWM.com. So, yeah, hope you brave the cold okay, and happy holidays.
Hey, happy holidays to you and everybody in the listening audience. We'll see you in 2017.